Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at may-212011.com. Today I'm going to do a little bit something different. We have been studying the book of Revelation. We are on chapter 13, and that really is going to be the last chapter before the book of Revelation will have been completed through studies done by myself. But today what I want to do is look at a spiritual perspective on the overturn of Roe versus Wade. The scripture attached to this message is Colossians 3:2. It reads, "Set your affection," or we could say, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." Why was Roe versus Wade finally overturned just this June of 2022, when for almost four decades many had been working and praying for it to be overturned sooner? Why did it take until now? Since God is sovereign, almighty, and powerful, and could have ended abortion in this country any time he wanted to. For Satan, who has been the main instigator for abortion, is but an ant in comparison to God, that God could just step on at any time. We must recognize that it was not part of God's plan, therefore, to overturn abortion. That is Roe versus Wade until June 24th of 2022 for his own perfectly just and righteous reasons, because God is always perfectly just and righteous in all that he does. Instead, it was God's plan to apparently allow Satan, his fallen angels, and unsaved, unregenerate humans who Satan rules over due to his victory over them in the garden, to win the battle for abortion from 1973, when the Supreme Court first upheld Roe versus Wade, until June 24 of 2022, when Roe versus Wade was finally overturned. But what so weakened Satan and his minions that he finally lost the battle for abortion? An earthly perspective might say it was because of the two anti-abortion Supreme Court justices that President Trump had nominated and were confirmed to the court. Therefore, one could say it was because of Donald Trump that abortion ended. But then, how did Donald Trump get into a position to even be able to nominate these two anti-abortion Supreme Court justices? Well, it was the people who voted in Donald Trump. Therefore, one could say it was the people themselves who ended abortion. Yet remember, unless Congress had confirmed Donald Trump's two anti-abortion nominations to the Supreme Court, they would not have even made it to the Supreme Court. Therefore, one could say it was Congress that ended abortion. And indeed, we could go on and on to ad infinitum with all the earthly reasons why abortion was finally ended. Obviously, there were many earthly or visible things involved. But above all, we must recognize that it is the things above, the spiritual or invisible things. Remember, God is a spirit, John 4:24, that we are to set our minds upon according to Colossians 3:2. And it is these spiritual or invisible things that determine what things take place here on earth. Therefore, no humans can ever legitimately boast and say it was because of them that abortion ended. For God is sovereign and works all things after the counsel of his own will, Ephesians 1:11. And every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, James 1:17. So, we must say that Roe versus Wade was finally and ultimately overturned by God Himself, because He is sovereign over all things. Humans are merely instruments made from the dust that is blown this way or that way by the breath of God to fulfill the Creator's own plan. Therefore, fear the Lord, for He raises one up and He puts one down. He makes one rich and one poor. And as He says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. And as Job proclaimed, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. To Him be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. But now, recognizing that God is ultimately the one who gets full credit for overturning Roe versus Wade, because He is sovereign over all things, and also setting our minds on things above the spiritual that our physical eyes cannot see, how did God bring about the end to abortion in the spiritual or invisible realm? For it is things that first happen in the spiritual or invisible realm that determine what happens in the earthly or visible realm, as God Himself is a spirit in the spiritual or invisible realm, and He causes all things to work out according to His own purposes. So, what happened in the spiritual, invisible realm to make it possible for the overturn of Roe versus Wade? According to the spiritual teaching of God through His holy scriptures, Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, by God Himself bringing an end to any more possibility for eternal life to anyone who had not already been granted eternal life through the faith of Jesus Christ. Therefore, ever since May 21, 2011, all the babies that have been conceived and all the billions of people that had not been given eternal life and forgiveness through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, are now certain to perish forever due to their sins. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and all have sinned, Romans 3:23, even in the womb. For we read in Psalm 58, verse 3, the wicked, or we could say sinners, because the wicked are sinners, and everyone is a sinner, and therefore wicked, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as they be born, speaking lies. As soon as they be born, they go astray, speaking lies. That is, people, everyone speaks lies as soon as they are born because they are wicked or sinful people that were conceived in sin due to the fall of Adam. So for everyone to speak lies as soon as they are born must mean they were already speaking lies in their hearts in the womb that only God could hear before they were even born. My point is simply that when the Supreme Court struck down abortion on June 24th, it was during Judgment Day, that time period in which God's spiritual judgment is upon the whole world, and spiritual salvation to eternal life, or we could say mercy and forgiveness to eternal life, is no longer possible, which guarantees that all the billions of people who were not granted mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, and all the babies or children conceived in the womb after that date, when mercy and forgiveness to eternal life became no longer possible, will all perish because of their sins. It is now guaranteed with judgment day having come. Yes, the billions of people who were not granted mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, and all the babies or children conceived in the womb after that date when mercy and forgiveness to eternal life became no longer possible, now have no true hope in living forever, for receiving new incorruptible and eternal bodies on the last day, for living in the new incorruptible and eternal heaven and earth that God will create on the relatively soon to come last day of this world and judgment day that we are now in. Rather, all the billions of people who were not granted mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, and all the babies or children conceived in the womb after that date, when mercy and forgiveness to eternal life became no longer possible, will all be put to death for their sins by being cast into the lake of fire that will burn up this earth on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. They will have no further existence. They will all perish forever. And contrary to what most so-called Christian churches still wrongly teach even to this day, the unsaved will not consciously suffer forever. But they may temporarily suffer as God reveals to them all the many and great eternal blessings that they will miss out on just before being cast into the lake of fire to be burned up into non-existence forever. Oh yes, they may suffer to a lesser or greater degree to fulfill the justice of God for their differing number and degrees of sins, but they will not suffer forever. For what kind of God do they worship that would make people suffer forever to only hear them blaspheme His own name for all eternity? Remember, we are told what the nature of suffering eternal fire or hell is in Jude chapter 1, where we read in verse 7, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." So, we see in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah an example of what it means to suffer eternal fire, or what many call hell. It is to suffer knowing that you are about to be burned up and being burned up, and whatever other painful things God may be revealing to one in those last moments, to one degree or another, to mete out individual justice for each one in particular, such as all the eternal blessings each one will miss out on, such as no more pain, suffering, or death, and then no longer existing forever. That is what it means to suffer eternal hell or fire. It does not mean eternal suffering, although God, if He so willed, could certainly dish out the equivalency of suffering in eternity in just one last moment. Therefore, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. Now we ask, what is the significance of Roe versus Wade being overturned during the time of God's final judgment period upon all those who did not depart out from their so-called Christian churches and upon all the unsaved billions of people in the world? Or to put it another way, If God's wrath is upon the Christian churches worldwide without exception, as well as upon all the people of the world, which we know it is according to His Word that can be fully trusted, then why would God save lives by ending abortion? Would He not be destroying lives during Judgment Day instead of saving lives? Indeed, by such reasoning, Satan has been currently deceiving many so-called Christians and people to believe that we are not in Judgment Day, and there is still hope for America. Otherwise, they reason, God would not have ended abortion to save lives, or still even be saving lives through many other means as well. For when Judgment Day actually does come, they think, then God will no longer save lives. But until then, they say in their hearts, God is still saving lives physically, and therefore He must also still be saving lives spiritually or eternally. But is God really saving lives by having overturned Roe versus Wade? Looking at things from an earthly or visible perspective, it appears that lives are being saved because with the overturn of Roe versus Wade, it has become more difficult to get an abortion because whether or not abortion is legal is now up to each individual state in the union. And until each of those 50 states, either legislate, that is, for or against abortion, abortion is illegal in that state due to the overturn of Roe versus Wade. Thus, the overturn of Roe versus Wade will not stop abortions from taking place, but it is at least temporarily reducing the number of abortions. Yet eventually, the liberal governments of many states could likely vote in abortion like the state of California has already done, even legalizing abortion up to the time of birth and beyond. And then such evil, rich people like Bezos of Amazon and likely others as well will pay for the abortions of women anywhere in the country by freely flying them to a liberal governed state like California that has legalized abortion where they can have their abortions completely free of charge. So, the overturning of Roe versus Wade has at least temporarily decreased the number of abortions. But, because of the natural unrestrained wickedness of humans, this may not last long. But now, looking at the overturn of Roe versus Wade from a spiritual or invisible perspective instead of an earthly or visible perspective, which God exhorts us to do, we know that the overturn of Roe versus Wade does nothing to eternally save or give eternal life to all the babies who escape death by abortion due to the overturn of abortion. No. Rather, Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, according to the well-proven biblical timeline of history that you can click on to see. And so none of the babies that escaped death through abortion due to the overturn of Roe versus Wade on June 24, 2022, will ever be given eternal life or eternal salvation. For ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, God has been no longer granting eternal mercy and forgiveness to anyone in the only way once possible through Jesus Christ, John 14:6. God is still giving earthly blessings to some degree to everyone, like sunshine, food, sleep, family, friends, and so on. But He's not any longer granting eternal blessings through eternal life to anyone. We cannot see this with our physical earthly eyes, but we can see this through our spiritual heavenly eyes through the Word of God. So, Although God's overturn of Roe versus Wade is giving temporary life in an earthly sense in this wicked and under judgment world to those babies that escape being aborted due to it, the overturn of Roe versus Wade is not giving eternal life to babies for the new eternal and incorruptible heaven and earth which is to come. Babies that now escape the death by abortion are but saved for a short time in this increasingly evil and hellish world until the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in does come, when all the babies conceived after May 21, 2011, which will include all those which had escaped the death by abortion due to the overturn of Roe versus Wade in 2022, and all the billions of unsaved people who will be resurrected for judgment, as well as those billions who will still be here on the last day, will all relatively soon pay for their sins by being cast into the lake of fire forever. And then, as we continue to put our minds on things above, as we are to do, and further consider the spiritual, not earthly, ramifications of the overturn of Roe versus Wade, yes, we know that it was God who ultimately overturned it. But for what purpose? Was his main purpose to save babies, to temporarily live in this rapidly increasing hellish world? What if it was Satan who decided to stop fighting so hard for abortion, which allowed for the overturn of Roe versus Wade? Because he finally came to realize that God was no longer granting eternal life to anyone conceived in the womb after the day of judgment began on May 21, 2011. And so Satan finally realized that he could no longer murder God's elect babies because they were no longer being conceived in the womb. For they had all been conceived and granted eternal life through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011. Ever since then, no more elect babies would ever be conceived, so that Satan came to realize that he could no longer get at to murder any of God's true people by causing as many babies in the womb as he could to be aborted. Therefore, since Satan reasoned, perhaps, that he could no longer murder any of God's true people through his strategy of murdering babies in the womb by abortion before they could be eternally saved in Christ and grow up to serve in Christ's army to fight against him, what if he then commanded his spiritual forces of fallen angels or demons to use less of their resources to battle for Roe versus Wade, so that more of his resources could be redistributed towards strategies that actually can harm or murder God's true people, the elect? And then God used this lessening of Satan's forces that were fighting for abortion to spiritually allow for the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Remember, ever since God cast Satan out from heaven to the earth at the cross, Revelation 12:7 through 11, you can click on it, Satan has been furious with God, and he is now even insanely furious with God, because on May 21, 2011, when judgment day began, God took away Satan's great rule and power over the whole church and world that he had been previously given to bring about the great tribulation of judgment against the church, which began on May 21, 1988. Of course, although Satan no longer rules, but Christ rules with a rod of iron, God is allowing Satan to continue as if he were still the ruler until the very end, to be used to bring God's judgment against the whole church and world. Indeed, because abortions can no longer result in the direct murder of God's elect, for God's elect are no longer being conceived in the wombs ever since Judgment Day began. Satan's strategy of abortion is no longer as important to him, although he has not abandoned it altogether, as it does give him pleasure to murder even those babies in the womb who are not God's true people, simply because he hates the image of God in which all babies are created, even the non-elect babies. But if he can, he would rather use the resources that he has to harm the very elect, for that hurts God much more. For unlike the vast majority of people, the elect are Christ's very own flesh and bones, Ephesians 5:30. And therefore, if Satan injures or murders the flesh of the elect, he injures and murders the very flesh of Jesus Christ, who is God. Now, I leave you with this question to stimulate your thinking on things above. Could it be that the reason abortion was finally overturned by the Supreme Court this past June was because of the very fact that we are in Judgment Day? If you only view the matter according to an earthly perspective that only bases truth on what can be seen by the physical eye, as most do, then you likely cannot accept the notion of abortion being overturned because we are in Judgment Day. In fact, you probably see the overturn of Roe v. Wade as a sign of hope for America and this world. But if your minds are set on things above, as they should be, to view the overturn of abortion from a spiritual or invisible perspective, according to the teachings of God's Word, then you should be able to recognize that the overturn of Roe v. Wade is not necessarily a sign of hope for America and the world, but a sign that could actually be giving more evidence that Judgment Day, which consists of many days, did begin on May 21, 2011, by God having brought an end to any possibility of eternal life for anyone who had not already been so granted. And this could be the very reason why Roe v. Wade was actually overturned. Because if abortion can no longer possibly result in the murder of one of God's elect children, which it cannot ever since May 21, 2011, for ever since then, God's elect are no longer being conceived in any woman's womb, as they were all already conceived and granted eternal life by May 21, 2011, then Satan must have less interest in maintaining abortion. This could be the very reason why Roe v. Wade was able to be overturned at this time and not before this time. We, God's elect, walk not by sight, but by faith in those things that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us in the holy spiritual Word of God alone. But those who walk by sight, things are not what they appear to be. Now, until the next time, when we go further into the book of Revelation, chapter 13, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be most gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.